Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
And talking about Umpqua Strong today, Lynn McAllister, Secretary Treasurer of the organization. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
So back up to kind of how Umpqua Strong began.
Umpqua Strong began after the shooting on 10-1 of 2015 that took the lives of 9 beautiful people and affected our community. The organization decided to do something to benefit that and to remember.
So you've had the walk and run for a number of years. Last year was off, right?
Yes, we didn't have one last year.
And then this year, with everything else, you had to kind of do things a little differently. Talk about what's going on.
So this year we were planning it. COVID kind of hit, and we've made some changes. So no physical registration at the park, no picking up shirts at the park, no water stations out there. We've had to simplify it just due to COVID, but we're making it work.
So talk about what kind of the time frame Saturday and the options, because people could do it some other time too.
Absolutely. So 9 a.m., we are going to be meeting across from the pavilion over by Legion Field. We're going to be walking 9K, 5K, and of course, everybody has the option to also do a virtual walk run, and they can do it on their own time whenever they want.
And what's the route kind of laid out? Where's it going?
It's going to go around the outside of Legion Field, hook back into the bike path, go up and around Fred Meyer's, around the bike path, and back into Stewart Park itself for the 5K. The 9K will go the same way, but then it will loop out down and around Gaddis Park, back around by the high school, and back.
And one of the things about the event, or some of the signs you had, are those going to be up this year?
Yes, we're going to have a presenting sponsor sign, the thank you sponsor sign, and of course, the 9 banners out on the course for the 9 that we want to remember.
Wow. It's always a powerful event. What are the funds being used for this time?
The funds are going to go in honor of the 9, and we're also looking at putting back one that we had prior that goes to the survivors, which is the Memorial Scholarship at UCC.
So how many people are involved in making all this happen?
I'd say, let's see, about 10.
And that's a small group to pull off a larger kind of undertaking.
It is. We've kind of dropped a little bit this year. We started out with about 20. It kind of fizzled a little with COVID, but that's okay. We're making it work.
Wow. So can people still get signed up?
Absolutely. You can sign up until Friday at 7 p.m. And we do want to let people know that if you are not able to sign up and register, please still come out on Saturday. Be a part of this in honor and memory of that day and those lives.
Yeah, it was, you know, I remember that first year. And do you remember how big the crowd was that first year?
About 2,500.
Yeah, I think that was like the largest walk run we'd ever had in Roseburg.
It was. And in fact, it was almost as large as the Portland Marathon.
Wow. And of course, as expected, it hasn't been as big since then, but it's still important to get out there and do that. And for a lot of people, probably does them as much physical good as it does mental good.
Absolutely.
So what about website or Facebook? How do people get connected to sign up?
They can go to our website, which is umpquastrong.net, or they can also go to our Facebook page. Our Facebook has a button that links you exactly to the registration or to our website.
So again, what time Saturday?
Saturday, 9 a.m.
All right. Lynn McAllister from Umpqua Strong. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.
836 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.